The next patient is William Murphy. The last name is M-U-R-P-H-Y. Clinical case of a 77-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of chronic kidney disease associated to polycystic kidney disease. Period. This time the patient comes with a weight loss of 6 pounds, that was the recommended weight. The blood pressure is under control, and the laboratory workout shows that the serum creatinine is down to 1.3, the estimated eGFR 53 mLs per minute. Normal serum electrolytes, normal liver function test. Period. The urinalysis is completely clean, and the protein creatinine ratio shows 193 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal limits. Number two, arterial hypertension. We increased the administration of amlodipine. The patient lost 6 pounds. The body weight today is 182 pounds. The BMI is 24.7, and the blood pressure is 160 over 72. He says that at home, the systolic is lower in the 130s most of the time. Follow-up number is hyperlipidemia. The lipid panel showed the cholesterol came down from 251 to 212, and the LDL is 118, the HDL is 74. At this point, we're going to ask the patient to take a simvastatin 22 times a week, the rest of the time, 10 milligrams. Following number, hypothyroidism. On replacement therapy, following number, polymyalgia, rheumatica, and prednisone, 5 milligrams every day. The patient has a nephrologist in Indiana that is going to see him in June, and I am asking the patient to get me copies of the notes from the nephrologist, and we will be giving him an appointment to see us in a year. The patient was also counseled about the low sodium diet, and the blood pressure control, monitor the blood pressure closely. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.